Chapter 2, The Other Winner. Stevie was up at 7 the next morning, barely able to control his excitement. The first event on their agenda was the USBWA Awards Breakfast, where he and his co-winner, Susan Carol Anderson, would receive their plaques and meet their escorts for the weekend. According to the USBWA press release that had been waiting for them in their room, Susan Carol was from Goldsboro, North Carolina. "I just hope," he said to his father, "that she's not a Duke fan." "If she's from North Carolina, she probably likes Duke or North Carolina," his dad said. Whatever. Susan Carol wasn't who he wanted to meet anyway. The USBWA would also be giving out its Player of the Year and Coach of the Year awards. Paul Hewitt, the coach at Georgia Tech, whose team had lost to Connecticut in the East Regional Final, had won the coaching award, and Raymond Felton, the great guard from North Carolina, was the Player of the Year. Since the Tar Heels had been upset by St. Joseph's in the round of 16, Felton would also be there. This was almost a perfect Final Four as far as Stevie was concerned. There was a Philadelphia team, St. Joe's, that made him happy. There was a Big East team, Connecticut, that also made him happy since the Big East was his favorite league. There was a Big Ten team, Minnesota State, which was okay with him, especially since he absolutely loved to watch Chip Graber play. If Stevie could wake up one morning and be anybody in the world, it would be Chip Graber. Graber was only 5'11", but he was, as Dick Vitale always said on TV, an absolute jet, a little guy who went past people before they knew what had happened. Chip was a senior, and his dad, Alan Graber, was his coach. That father-son storyline made MSU the media's favorite team. Stevie had read Graber might be one of the first five players chosen in the NBA draft in spite of his height. Some people called him Iverson without the tattoos. He was that good. Stevie had grown 3 inches in eighth grade, so he was now 5'4", short and not even close to being a jet, more like a prop plane. He'd made the eighth grade team at school, but he only got to play when the team was way ahead or way behind. "My ability in this sport," he had announced to his dad after a game in which he had never moved off the bench, "is limited to knowing the difference between a good player and a bad player." "Which puts you ahead of quite a few people," his father pointed out. The only team that had made it to New Orleans that bothered Stevie was Duke, the dreaded Blue Devils, who always seemed to be in the Final Four.